Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities. Please welcome our convention roundtable guests, NGH Vice President Don Mott, along with Patricia McIsaac, Sandra Grace, Christy Cowgill, Debbie Livingston, Tom Nicoli, Tommy V, and your host tonight, NGH Executive Director, Jeremy Bash.
Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the July 2025 NGH webinar. And this evening, I'm joined by seven of our amazing presenters from the NGH convention, which will be just a few weeks away in August 8th, 9th, and 10th, held in Marlboro, Massachusetts. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
So I would like to, why don't we start with our Vice President, Don Mon. Don, would you like to share what you will be teaching at the NGH conference?
Sure. I'm really excited. We're going to start 5 days before the conference teaching our Train the Trainer, where we take qualified members of the Guild, teach them how to become a CI. And then my other two, I have one on hypnosis stories, indirect mechanisms, and then I have another one on beyond the conscious awareness for different types of classes. So I'm looking forward to it.
Patricia, good evening. And what will you be teaching at the NGH conference?
I'll be teaching the certification course in hypnosis to all the new people that sign up. And I proudly tell you that I have been a certified hypnotist with the National Guild for 37 years. And out of those 37 years, I owned and operated South Shore Hypnosis Center in Hingham, Massachusetts for 34 years. And out of those 34 years, I have had the privilege of teaching the certification course in hypnosis for the National Guild for the past 33 years. My passion, though, is the new people that come into the course. They don't have much experience. Some don't have any. Some have very little. Mm. Some may have been hypnotized once. And with that, I then just enjoy teaching them and helping them to become professional. And what most people love about the course is that they hypnotize on the very first day. The very first day, that builds confidence. They feel amazing that they actually did it themselves. And they feel so proud. They cannot believe that they've done it. Mm-hmm. And teach them. And the other key I like to teach them on that very first day is the key to their success. It's one word. It's listening. And for an example, let me tell you a little story about listening. I had a client one day that said to me, after waiting 2 weeks for an appointment, his wife had already successfully became a non-smoker, and now he's coming. And he said, I was giving them the paperwork to fill out, and he said, oh, I'm glad to be here. Oh, what a night. And then he sat down, and he was taking the paperwork and filling it out. But I wondered, why did he say, oh, what a night? I was curious about that. So when he stepped into my office, and I said, can I ask you a question? Can I ask, why did you say, oh, what a night? And he said, oh, because we're waiting to find out if my granddaughter has leukemia. She's in Florida, and we're getting calls back and forth all through the night, and we're not sure yet. They're doing more tests. And I said, you know what? This is not appropriate to hypnotize you today. Today, I would like to give you a session in relaxation, not charge you, but at least you need the cigarettes for today. And then maybe in a couple of weeks, we can reschedule this after you find out what's going on. So by truly listening to the client, because they're going to give you all the suggestions that you need to create by listening to them. So I thank you for this opportunity for sharing what the basic certification course is about. And it will be starting very soon, August, right, 5 days before the convention. I look forward to meeting those that attend. And if you know anybody that would like to take the course, please have them call the office and register. Thank you.
Excellent. And these are two courses that the NGH certification courses, both or 5 days prior to the NGH convention, and also include the 3-day conference. So it's a it's really a your money's worth, because you get to attend the conference sessions as well as get the certification training and the train the trainer training to become an instructor and teach people how to do hypnosis. So that's amazing. Sandra Grace is joining us here. Sandra, do you want to let us know a little bit about what you'll be teaching at the conference?
Sure. I'm super excited to come again this year. I love the NGH convention and connecting to my friends and colleagues and new members. This year, I have the privilege of teaching a 2-day pre-conference course on Wednesday and Thursday, where I'll be training and certified at Integrative Kundalini Reiki Masters. So they're going to have an opportunity to learn and experience it for themselves, to prep them up, get them ready, really be prepared for the best conference ever, be in a beautifully aligned state for themselves, physically, structurally, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, but also to leave with a master certification so they can take it back to their practice to enjoy their work more and also the results. So I get to do that on Wednesday and Thursday. And then on the 9th, I get to do the Grace Protocol, which is a real proud moment in my career, is creating this protocol that's just gotten incredible results for people. And I'm just going to give people a session. So they get to come in and they get to get a free Grace Protocol session. And then on the 10th, I'm going to talk about hypnotic influence, impact, and empowerment, which is really about graceful leadership. And so we're going to talk about, you know, in our community, what we're finding with the passing of Mr. Damon and some others is that we have found that we are in a position where we can use more leadership. There's so many really powerful folks out there working from their office. And now it's about becoming powerful leaders in our community. And how do we support our community further? And so I look forward to talking to people about what that might look like to take your wonderful skills and use them to help support your communities.
That sounds awesome. Sounds great. Let's see. Tommy V.
Hey.
Tommy V's here. Tommy. What do you have on the schedule for the conference?
Well, I'm happy to be back again. Happy to see all of you here tonight. The 75th anniversary. Oh, my God. Where does the time go? My dad used to say that all the time. And I've been with the Guild for 30 years, I think. It's crazy. But what do I have coming up? I have a pre-conference, which starts, it's 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, August 5 through 7. On stage hypnosis. It's the ultimate stage hypnosis workshop, which has been in production for a long time, started with Norman McGill and my dad and myself. Now it's me. So you can learn stage hypnosis with me for 3 days. Even if you're strictly a clinical hypnotist, it's advantageous to you to take this class. And it's a lot of fun. Debbie took it last year or 2 years ago. It's a blast. And then on the weekend, I have two other classes. One is on Saturday, using the hand clasp experiment to impress your audiences. And whether you're talking to just a small group or a large group, the hand clasp is a powerful experiment that I use in my shows all the time. And it's a great experiment, and it's easy to use. The second thing I have is on Sunday at 1 o'clock. The title is Pre-Talk Presentations for Stage and Clinical Hypnotists, Make Yours Brilliant. Because in my humble opinion, the pre-talk is the most important part of your show or even of your session. More important than the induction or the suggestions, possibly. The pre-talk is when you win people over or you don't. So that's what I'm doing this that week. Stage hypnosis and hand clasp. And pre-talk, and I can't wait.
Those are absolutely some great skills to learn, and you can join Tommy V for those courses. Christy Cowgill, thank you for joining us. Christy, what do you have on the schedule for the conference?
Well, hey, Eric, thanks so much, and wow, it's so cool to be on this webinar tonight, recognizing that I stand on the shoulders of giants, and looking at this screen, just how many amazing people there are in this world of hypnosis. So I am really honored and pleased to be coming back for my fifth conference at NGH. And Friday, I'm going to be speaking on the forgiveness journey. So my background is nursing. So I'm very passionate about both the physical and the mental impact of holding on to resentment. So this is a topic that I bring out to the nursing population, as well as teaching fellow hypnotists how to do hypnosis journeys with people. And so that's on Friday. I get to be on every day. So Saturday, I'm doing a 2-hour workshop because when I took my CI training, my train the trainer had this WWYH. Anybody know what that stands for?
We do.
I bet you Don Martin does, yeah. Right? What you have. So Saturday is all about charisma. And charisma is what we can amplify as hypnotists. So I've created a kind of a 5 keys to that, and how hypnotists, whether you're a newbie hypnotist or been in practice for a while, how we can really amplify our charisma and work in the different capacities of what makes somebody charismatic and increase that rapport with clients. Post-conference, along with Debbie Livingston, last year, Kimberly Ann O'Connor and I had a 1-day course on business success. Kimberly's a new mom, so she stepped aside this year. And Debbie Livingston and I, we're calling it the scholar and the psychic coming together to do hypnosis, business, and growth and prosperity. So when you're done, if you're a brand new hypnotist training with Pat pre-conference, stay for Monday. And we take you through a 6-hour journey alongside about a 55-page business guide on all things with starting your business, crafting your prosperity and growth in business. So this is one that my students are really excited about, is now that we're hypnotists, how do we monetize that? So I'm coming from the world of nursing. So I train nurses, whether nurses or nurses in anesthesiology or psychiatry, which are both my specialties, how to use this craft, and then how to also create a business from this. So I'm super excited to be partnered with Debbie Livingston for this, and that's on Monday. So, yeah,
that sounds
lots of things.
Absolutely. Yeah. You are busy at the conference. And since you mentioned her, we'll go right over to Debbie here. And Debbie, you will be teaching that post course with Christy, but you're also teaching other things. So let us know what you got on.
Yes, indeed. Hello and welcome, everyone. Friday, I'm going to be teaching releasing without regressing. Oftentimes, we're not able to regress our clients to the initial cause of whatever they're going through. So I created and developed some techniques when I was working in the prison system in California, when I couldn't touch, regress, or do a whole lot with a lot of these the clients there. So Friday is learning at least 3 techniques that you can help your client release uncomfortable feelings, imprints, patterns, without regressing them. I'll be offering that on Friday. Saturday, I'll be teaching the affect bridge, which is the emotional regression technique. And we can step in and regress with our clients. It is the regression to help our clients really reclaim power over uncomfortable feelings based from the past. A lot of times feelings will block our clients from moving forward to create the change that they want to make, including hypnotists starting up new businesses. So these uncomfortable feelings can block us from really moving forward. Mm-hmm. So the affect bridge is the technique that I tend to use the most in regression work to bring up the uncomfortable emotional feelings, bridge them back to the first time these feelings were really imprinted with that motive force of energy, and help them release and then move on with great change. That's Saturday. Sunday, I'm doing a class that I've never taught before, which I'm super excited about. It's a process or a technique, whatever you want to call it, that I've created years ago that I've been using for a very long time, and it's called the blueprint technique. And it does require visualization, if you can say that 5 times fast. So it may not be for clients who think they can't visualize. They really do. They just don't know it. But you know, you want to have your clients be comfortable in visualization. But the blueprint technique is really just how it sounds. It's a blueprint. And I started creating it when I was cleaning houses, when I was first studying about hypnosis and had newly been certified. And I was cleaning the house of an architect who had a drafting table with a blueprint series on it. So I went, aha, let me see how I can use this in my new hypnosis practice. So it's a great technique. Clients that I've used it with have had a lot of results. And it really just helps them lift up their mindset from focusing on what is bothering them to really high, you know, lifting their consciousness to whatever that might mean for them. So that is on Sunday. And then, as Christy mentioned, on Monday, we're doing a 1-day marketing class, Unleash Your Hypnosis Business Unleashed. And I say sort of tongue-in-cheek, the scholar and the psychic, because I don't come from the world of academia. I come from the world of metaphysics and hypnosis. But I have had a large training school in Berkeley, California for many decades in both hypnosis certification and metaphysical certification. Then I've also had my own little training center in Berkeley for 15 or 20 years, just doing it on my own. And now I'm doing like even smaller, like one-on-ones, or I'm changing all the time. So I know really how to keep a business sustainable and moving, even if you don't have that kind of a background. And like Pat was saying, I'm passionate about helping the newer hypnotists really get their businesses up and running, because everybody needs our services and everybody's different and everybody's always going to attract the clients that you're meant to work with. And that's something that I'm totally passionate about as well. So that's where I'll be. Come say hello.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, Debbie. And to round things off, our center square, Tom Nicoli.
The Paul Lynn Square. Yeah, I just want to add something to a couple of things that were mentioned about these new hypnotists. Folks, those of us who have been around for a while and have done some great things, remember what it was like when we started, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One of the things I liked the most is I was watching video cassettes of Jerry Kine and Will Horton, and then those cats brought me in as one of them. So the faster we can share what we know with them without overloading them and overwhelming them to do nothing, the better off we're all going to be. We want the whole profession to be strong. Which actually leads to a couple of things that I'll be doing. So I've got four presentations. And I got to talk to whoever's scheduled to be at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Whoa.
Have we met? All right, so on Friday at 3 o'clock, how do you use social media effectively? It's almost, social media is beaten up worse than AI is starting to get beat up, where people use that much of their knowledge base on this technology, and yet it goes so far and so deep. I mean, I've been doing stuff online since AOL dial-up and CompuServe and all that stuff, right? And today I just had a look at a new change in the algorithms on shorts on YouTube. So it's a continual thing. And there are so many people who think you just get on a platform or just blast all platforms and you're going to be seen, but you're like a buoy in the middle of the ocean and you have to be heard and you have to know how to be heard and how to be seen. So there's a lot to it. I'll share what I can in the hour, but it's going to be fast, rapid fire, and cover some things that will definitely help anybody who's sitting there. So that's at 3 o'clock on Friday. Saturday at 8 a.m., the current state of hypnotism, where it's going. Now, I haven't done this presentation. Jesus. Well, World Hypnotism Day that just passed, January 4th, was the 20th. I did this presentation back then when we were talking about promoting the profession and me, my big idea of World Hypnotism Day. Who knew 20 years later we'd still be talking about this? So what are we all doing? Like, how are we participating? And everyone can participate in any way. And the most simplest, direct way is to be a professional. You know, walk your talk. Dave's time, I used to go out to the store and throw on maybe a pair of sweatpants and a baseball cap. No, because one day somebody had seen me years and years ago in Massachusetts. And he said, you have a kid? How do you know? Well, I saw you in the square. And I went, I'll never leave the house looking like that again. So I always go out with some sort of preparation because we are the whole, right? All the parts make the whole. So where are we going? Where is this thing going? With AI, what's going to happen? I mean, it's going to be tough because there are musicians and there are actors who are now not even on a song or in a movie, but yet people think they are. So it's going to be a challenge, which means rapport, personal care, and skill set is going to be more important than ever before.
Right.
More important than ever before, having a personal brand, a personal style, instead of just being run of the mill. That's going to be a big part of it. Then at 11 o'clock on Saturday, I've got effective language patterns and techniques for client results. When I first started teaching this, I didn't even understand the terms. I used all this language. I knew how to weave it in. I knew how to get results. I didn't know there were names for these usages of words and sentence structures. So it's a two-hour presentation. It's hands-on. You know, we write some stuff, we go over it, and we learn some new patterns, because then again, even when I sometimes will AI some stuff just out of curiosity, I wonder how we would write this or what kind of technique it would put in for this profile of the client. You still have to look at this. So it's the same thing also in the beginning. And anyone out there who really dumps on people, calls them script notists, only after 3, 5, 7 years, okay. But at the beginning, we all had to start somewhere. So for new people especially, learn your language patterns, because you may be reading a crap script and think it's good, but it may not be at all. So you want to learn these language patterns, because the language patterns are what you need. You need the voice at the right tone, at the right pace, with the right words. And it doesn't have to be some actor's voice, just your voice, the right pace, the right tone, with the right words. And you'll never have to touch anybody or do any kind of other forms of techniques. You just use the right words and watch in about 90 seconds where you can put somebody. It's crazy good. Then on Monday, we're bringing this back. I've only taught this at the NGH conference, no other place in the world. And I've taught in a bunch of places in the world. My depth model, DEPTH, for weight loss success. Some of you know, some of you don't. When I started developing this course, I was doing 105 one-hour weight loss sessions a week. 105 sessions a week. 15 a day, 7 days a week for about 6 months. And then I cut back to 90.
Oh, good.
Because I didn't know business. And this is why you got to come to our classes, folks. I didn't know about business. I didn't know about outsourcing. I didn't know about admin. So I just thought if you work, I'm a triple-decker low-income kid from Boston. So if you work, you got paid. So I just kept working. But then I worked it all out and everything got better. Now, I don't work more than 18 hours a week and I make as much money. So come to our classes and learn. So the depth model, it isn't just about weight loss, because the weight loss isn't even really a big part of it. I'll give you the number one tip right now. Everybody watching, I'm going to give you the number one tip. Your clients will not lose weight effectively if you do not help them lose their emotional weight. Our energetic self creates our physical self. Once I got hip to that and I started helping people with all their emotional weight, they're like, wait a minute, I came here for weight loss. Is it happening? Yeah, that's right. We don't have to talk about food. You'll see. But there are a lot to it. So I do talk about marketing. I talk about program creation. I talk about pricing. Talk about everything I learned along the way to go from sitting in an 8-foot by 8-foot room, which was a storage closet, Dateline filmed in there. So I got all those clients on Dateline.
Yeah, I remember.
So 8 feet by 8 feet. To what has developed and the blessings I've had. So mark down all this stuff, folks. Put it in your calendar. Put it in your workbook. Put it in your conference catalog. Circle this stuff and make sure you show up. Because I know the people I'm looking at here, and they'll tell you the same about me. We'll tell you anything. Right? People take notes on bar napkins when we're hanging around. We'll tell you anything.
And that's such a great point that you make there, Tom, is – at the conference, it's not just the classes, it's the people that you meet, these presenters, the networking, the chats you have in the hallways. We have such giving presenters who want to help other hypnotists be the best that they can be. And it's apparent every year we have so many people just coming away from the conference and saying, wow, it was such a great time. Not only did I learn from the classes, but I picked up a new mentor that will teach me everything that I need to know in this area. And that's the cool thing, is there's so many different areas that hypnotists work in. Christy works with nurses and anesthesiologists. Debbie works with spiritual types of people, and Tommy works with entertainers. So I mean, just in this group here on our screen, we have so many different avenues, and that's such a great thing. I won't be teaching this year, but I will be doing the keynote address, and also I get to share the stage with my co-host Tommy V at the annual awards banquet, which I have a blast every year. Going from seeing my grandfather, Dwight Damon, and Tommy's father, Jerry Valley, doing our banquet awards together all these years. It's very cool for me to be on stage with Tommy Tommy B, and carry on the tradition that my grandfather and his father started many years ago. So we do have a couple questions here in the chat bar. I have one directed question for Sandra, and I am going to do my best not to.
Would I read it for you? Would that be better?
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the question comes from Scott Giles, who you should know was one of my early mentors and trainers in medical hypnosis. He and our Lydecker. So I always love to hear from Scott, and I'm a big fan. He was a huge part of my success. And so he asked about how does Kundalini Reiki differ from Usui, Holy Fire, World Peace, or Karuna Reiki? And then he talked about how he has a Reiki master in his practice, and he's always looking forward to learning more about that. So yeah, that might be a good thing to have a little more clarity around. So some people ask, you know, so I run an online school where I train integrative coaches, hypnotists, and energy workers. And so a lot of times when it comes to the energy work portion of it, people don't necessarily understand the link between that and hypnosis. So if I could just explain for just 2 seconds, for those of you who don't have a background in this area, I was, you know, I'm pretty, I'm a former debate coach, right? So I'm pretty like, I like facts and research and numbers. So this woo-woo stuff was a little out there for me when I was first getting started in it. But just as we learn about the power of the subconscious mind, we learn about how we can measure these, right? Put the probes on the brain and the brain doesn't know the difference if it's happening or it thinks it's happening, right? Those sorts of scientific backgrounds. We can also study frequency. And so it's science, it's frequency. And so when we learn about frequency and resonance, that's really powerful. So this particular integrative Kundalini Reiki is something that I have crafted from many of my previous training. So I'm a master teacher in many forms of energy work and have been for a long time. But I created this, and what I love about this approach is I tell people, if you, for example, are trained in more what most people are pretty common mainstream is like Usui Reiki. And so it's an opportunity to scan energy centers to bring balance and restore energy balance to the physical, structural body, the mental, emotional, and the spiritual body. And I also teach and train people in that. What I love about this is I always say, you know, some folks are like master chefs, right? You can throw a few ingredients at them, right? And next thing you know, voila, they have something amazing, right? Sandra Grace isn't that when it comes to cooking, in case you're wondering. But I can follow a recipe like nobody's business, right? You give me a recipe card and I can do it and it's going to come out, you know? So the integrative Kundalini Reiki is a really nice opportunity for those that are not as practiced necessarily at just like picking up on the vibe, right? And so it's got some really specific steps that make it really simple and easy to move through a session with people. And of course, you create trance state. So you're creating a hypnotic trance state for the individual, and you're allowing that state to make it ease and grace to move through this opportunity for them to heal themselves. And so it does have physical structural elements. So there is some physical structural healing and things that occur. There's also some more mental emotional. So it deals with some potential, traumas. It has some energetic pieces to it. It helps with relationships. So it can have even to do with intention or, you know, setting goals. And so it has lots of different pieces and parts to the recipe. So it's like making a 7-course meal or something, right? And each one we're going to study and get really good at and practice on each other. So integrative Kundalini Reiki differs a bit from the Usui Reiki in that it's, instead of just throwing a bunch of ingredients at a master chef, we give you the recipe. Now, I have had people ask me, well, if I'm already certified in Holy Fire or Usui or something, would it be beneficial to do the integrative Kundalini Reiki? Obviously, I think so, because I had all of those certifications years ago and still took this course and now teach this course because I feel like there's incredible benefits. And so although I mostly, you know, teach and train now, when I do have client sessions, I often use this as part of the client session. So hopefully that answers Scott's question.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. And we do have a question from Beverly. Beverly asks, are the extra days before and after the convention included in the payment of the conference? They are not. Those are pre and post courses. So that is a separate fee from the convention registration. Your registration for the 3-day conference does include, it's all inclusive. So there's no additional fees for any workshops or seminars during the 3-day conference. And also it includes this year being the 75th anniversary, 75 days of the free convention replay for any attendees for the 3-day conference. You'll get 75 days of all the recordings from the 3-day convention itself. So the pre and post courses are not recorded, so they're not available for purchase after. Those are live courses before and after the conference. But for the 3-day conference, all the, I believe there's 160 different workshops and seminars that you can only attend one per hour. So you get the other, you know, 9 courses that you can review and watch after the conference. So it's definitely a power-packed registration where you get to access to everything. So I hope that answers that question. And Carol Deniker can vouch for Debbie Livingston's workshop. She can help you easily understand the effect bridge technique. Wonderful comment there. Jennifer says, I think Debbie should bring her cat. And
Woden.
Actually, Scott wants you to introduce your cat.
This is
There's Woden. A lot of questions about the cat.
This is Woden. Woden the wizard cat.
Ah. Woden the wizard. Well, welcome, Woden.
Yeah. Woden. That's cute. That's cute.
So, you know, I am excited for this year's conference. Just to talk about what if there's anything, you know, we talked about your sessions. Are there things at the conference that you want to mention? Debbie, you're raising your hand. You got something to add, Debbie?
Just the whole networking aspect and just being able to say hello to people from the very first time you might step into the building, maybe not even knowing about hypnosis, but you heard about this get together that's happening at the Best Western to the seasoned of us who've been doing this for a long time. There's such an array of people to say hello to, and the networking just blows my mind because I'm always making new friends every single year. I always learn something every single year from every class that I either host or step into, from the very first presenter to, you know, again, I always go home with something I can use in my life immediately from every class I step into, or those magical moments in the hallway or in the bookstore. So it's just fun.
It is a great group of people, and I think Dr. Damon said it the best when he said it's more of a family reunion when you come to the conference. You see a lot of hugging and chatting and laughing in between the hallways. It is a great time. Don?
Yes. My first convention, I should be ashamed it wasn't the Guild. It was on the West Coast in mid-80s, and I was young back then. And I'm all excited. And I stopped the guy in the hall. I said, I attended your class. I just have a question. I don't talk to people one-on-one. Don't you understand? And I'm thinking, oh, God, I felt like Dorothy, you know, clicking my heels together. There's no place like home. And then I saw the literature for the next year. And I said, it's exactly, not even one thing different. And somebody said, you ought to go out to the Guild. I don't know. And it took me about half an hour to wonder why I didn't do it sooner. Everybody was friendly. You could stop and ask somebody. I don't care if they've been in business 50 years. Oh, yeah, let me share this. Let me do this. And the sharing was unbelievable. Yeah. And I've always been excited because, here's what we did this year. The next year is not a repeat. It'd be easy if you could just copy the same thing, but you get new presenter, you got new topics. So I think between down to earth where your presenters are there to help you and always something new. I always found that really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I always love to go and dance when Tom Nicolet plays music and to trance out when our friend Peter Blum is playing some stuff. So I love to go and sit at the bar and connect with my friends from around the world. And it truly is a world market. You know, I've made friends that are now in Morocco and Australia and like all around the world. And so I just love the international part of it as well. So I strongly encourage people to just, you know, to step up and have those conversations. I highly doubt you would ever ever meet anyone like Don's unfortunate incident in the other conference. And also, you know, one thing to think about too, that maybe like none of you mentioned, because it, maybe it seems a little faux pas to mention, but I'm just going to come straight out with it. Many of us offer really special pricing on our certification because the NGH is so near and dear to us. And so when we do pre and post class, I don't know, I don't want to speak to anyone else's, and I don't need to give specific numbers for mine either. I just want you to know that like my course is 1/4 of the price if you take it with me any other time of the year, 1/4 of the price. And so I'm not probably not the only one out there that's given some pretty good deals, because these are my people, right? And part of what helps to allow for my professionalism that Tom was talking about was because I am an NGH. You know, I was trained in NGH. I was trained to train the trainer through NGH. And so this is my family. These are my people. These are my roots. And this is the community I wish to give back to. And so that pricing that people are going to get if they come to my pre-conference, probably most of yours too, is significantly lower than any other anyone would train with me, because I'm giving back to my community. So I know people don't like to talk about money and pricing, but I think that's important to note, that we genuinely are here to give to our community in many ways. And so a free conversation in the hall is nothing compared to 75% off a course, right? So we're there to give. We're there to give.
And you're right, Sandra. You know, our presenters, we know that they offer special prices for the NGH conference. You know, if you were to, like she said, if you were to take it anywhere else or even directly through in a different location, it would be significantly more. And it's awesome that our presenters do give back. And that's such a cool thing to see from all of our presenters here. I mean, everybody across the board.
It is cool. Yeah. And we're all here to share. Why not?
Exactly.
And as Debbie said, I'm still learning too. You pick up things. And please, if you're a new person coming to the convention, don't be afraid to walk up to anybody and ask them a question. You're going to be able to rub elbows with seasoned professionals, newbies, and everywhere in between. And we're all here to share. Mm-hmm. Why not? Yeah. So if you have a question, you can approach anybody here in this conference, in this Zoom room here, and anybody at the conference too. So it is it's a fun convention. We have a blast. Yeah. We really do.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
I want to echo what many of my colleagues already said too, but I find that my experience with NGH is coming to a conference that doesn't just tell you the what, it tells you the how. Mm-hmm. Like, even in the presentations, there's always like, here's what it is and here's how you do it. Here's how you refine it. Here's where you can start. And also, like Sandra mentioned, the hallway conversations or the conversations outside of that to really get deeper. This is really one of those conferences that all of the people who show up, it is a family reunion, but with family members that you actually like.
And at least know that with your outside voice.
Can I add a little something from a different perspective?
Sure.
Well, my perspective was, I get a phone call while I'm chewing down whatever I was chewing down as fast as I could in between 15 clients for the day. And it was Elsa Meldridge, who became my mentor. I knew his name from the training materials. I got certified in 99, and now it's like 2003, and I hadn't gone to the convention yet. So I hear, will you be coming to the convention this year? And my sarcastic ass said, have we met? He goes, well, quite frankly, no. But we'd like to give you an award. So like a bass, I went after the shiny lure and I said, I'll be there. But I'm glad that I went for the bait. Because little did I know, I thought, I don't need this freaking convention. I'm blowing this thing up. I don't have time for this. Oh, what I missed the first 2-3 years that I didn't go. Little did I know. So anybody who thinks they don't need to go, I was Tom Nicoli then, and I needed to go. So anyone's going to benefit. Anyone. And you do have more learning capability when you're having fun. It's like when I was in Mandalay Bay with like, it was 6,000 people or so, Jack Candelli says, so, you know, what we do first is get you to laugh. Once you laugh, you'll learn better. So you come and hang out with us, you're going to learn better. But yeah, no matter where you think you are in your career, and I used to say this, I used to joke and say, look, I live an hour away when I was living in New Hampshire. Of course I'm here. Why drive almost 11 hours now? I'm there.
Mm-hmm. It's worth the investment, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Debbie?
The whole lone wolf syndrome is really outdated. A lot of people, there was a mindset like in the 90s and even like the early 2000s that you had to be the lone wolf, do it all on your own. Go to a marketing thing and then get all the information and come back and covet it for yourself. And that doesn't work. I mean, it works for a while, but after a while, it just stops working. And that's another positive aspect of the conference is that you can sort of break out of that mindset that you have to do it all by yourself. You break out of the mindset that you're the one trudging through it all. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. All of us here, no matter what the classes are that we're presenting, can help you get your business up and going in any one of the levels that all these fabulous people are going to be offering and the other people that aren't even on this call tonight. So
that's right. That's right. And, you know, one good point, I think Tom had said it, that he was watching old VHSs and of Jerry Kine and some of the you know, masters that are no longer with us today. You can still learn their techniques through their students. You know, everybody here on this Zoom call have learned from other people, you know, and they may not be walking the hallways, but their lessons are still taught. The Charles Tebbets, the Elsom Eldridge, you know, all of these people who taught many years in the early 80s, the mid 80s at our first conferences. You know, just all the information, it keeps continuing on, and it also you find your own way of things, and you'll teach that on to do. Right. So a lot of techniques are handed down that we've learned from other people who are no longer here, and we're continuing teaching there. And I always thought that was so cool that, you know, we teach what we've learned, but we also add our own flair to it. Mm. The NGH convention, there's so much to learn, and you know, new hypnotists can find what fits them best too. You know, you take different classes from different people. I can guarantee you that you're going to come out with at least one gem of knowledge from every presenter that you go to. And we have many seasoned hypnotists here on our panel who have been, you know, many years. They're still learning from other hypnotists at the conference. So
looking forward to it.
Yep. Going to be a good one.
Excellent.
What's going on after the banquet, Jay?
Well, for the entertainment, yeah.
We're going to your house.
Okay.
Right. After the banquet this year, actually, we have one of our own, Dan LaRosa, and his band will be doing it's the Coconut Cabaret. They'll be doing live music after our awards banquet, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Dan is a hoot, and his whole group is a lot of fun, so can't wait for that.
The last time we saw
LaRosa in the house.
It has been
Nashua was the last time.
Long time.
Yeah, you're right.
So we wanted to do something special for the 75th anniversary, and Dan said, "Hey, we've got a few more members. I think they're up to 9 members in their band. So
it's gonna be rocking.
Should be a wonderful time. Absolutely.
And Tommy V, don't we have some stage shows too?
Yes, Friday night. There's a stage hypnosis show featuring myself. I'm very honored to be back on stage. And I'm happy to share the stage with master mentalist John Stetson.
He's wonderful.
If you know him, he is amazing. And he's just going across the country doing shows. He's fantastic. He's going to blow your mind. So, Don't miss it.
Well, that we will look forward to seeing you all August 8th, 9th, and 10th in Marlboro, Massachusetts. I want to thank the panel for joining us this evening. Thank you for taking your time to speaking with our members worldwide. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.